Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New information is being revealed about the capture of an Alabama inmate. He could be extradited back to the state by tomorrow for arraignment. Police tracked the murder suspect in Indiana yesterday and say the corrections officer who apparently helped him escape took her own life. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton tells CNN it was corrections officer Vicky White who was the mastermind behind the escape plan for Casey White.
Well, she was in a position with her knowledge, with her position in the office. She scheduled the van transports that morning, made sure all the other armed deputies were out of the building and tied up in court.
Bridget Brink, President Biden's nominee for ambassador to Ukraine, is set to go before a Senate panel today. Senators are expected to ask her about her plans for reopening the U.S. Embassy in the Capitol. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty. And sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me. Your handy chains dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
President Joe Biden signed into law the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act, which allows the United States and its allies to provide weapons and other resources to Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's ongoing invasion. The president talks about the importance of the bill.
I'm signing a bill that provides another important tool in efforts to support the government of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people in the fight to defend their country and their democracy against Putin's brutal war.
Under the program, the United States guarantees all shipments to Ukraine per their request will be placed or reimbursed. A similar program was used during World War II. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a statement praising pro-abortion protesters, whom she said have channeled their righteous anger into meaningful action, planning to march and mobilize to make their voices heard. More news at USARadio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
President Biden says without proof, more people will die from COVID if Congress doesn't act. He says the nation will lose its place in line to order new vaccines for the fall when another surge is expected. As far as these dire warnings from the White House, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya is a professor of medicine at Stanford University. He says they're not very helpful.
Well, I mean, I think the key thing to know is that this is now a virus that has joined the family of other coronaviruses that circulates around human communities forever. There is no end to it. We're going to have surge after surge after surge. To warn people and say, oh, well, this is impending doom again, after 2 years of essentially, after all we learned in the last 2 years, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the traditional Queen's speech to Parliament is not being given by Queen Elizabeth II for the first time in almost six decades because of her mobility issues. Instead, her son Prince Charles delivers the Queen's speech to Parliament on her behalf.
In this year of the Platinum Jubilee, Her Majesty looks forward to the celebrations taking place across the United Kingdom and throughout the Commonwealth.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop.
Welcome, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, including the host, the entire archive of all these interviews with these great guests that we bring to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right there. Download it absolutely free. We don't need your information or anything, okay? We're givers. We pass it on to you so that you would be enlarged, you would be blessed, that you would be better in the hearing of this information, because it's not about 8-second sound bites. We want to go deep into the topics to cause you to ask questions and to discover for yourself. There's a new movie that's coming out called The Matter of Life. It is a film that clarifies the most contentious issue of our day, I might say. It's going to be in theaters on May the 16th, 17th. Mark this down in your calendar. It is a Fathom event. Tickets are on sale now, and you can go to thematteroflife.org for more information. I would dare say that had the Supreme Court back in 1973, had they the information that is being dispensed in this movie, The Matter of Life, 60 million plus babies would not have been aborted. This is how revealing and how powerful this movie is. And we have the director of the movie joining us right now. Her name is Tracy Robinson. And let me give you a little bit of her backstory. She says that she identified as a pro-choice Christian. Never knew, actually really thought what that meant, but that was kind of like the momentum, and that was the cultural thing to identify with at that time in her life. And I think most of us have gone through that cycle. We were, but now I am. I was, but now I am, because of the knowledge and the advancement and understanding of how deleterious abortion has been on our society. Tracy Robinson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you started out pro-choice Christian. That was kind of like the contemporary thing to do. And as things would work out in your life, your orbit connected with pro-life entities, and your understanding of life was altered. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I've been in film and video production for all my career, and mostly editing documentaries. But back in 2016, I had been doing video work for a pregnancy resource center in Ventura, California. They had commissioned me to do some testimonial videos and promotion videos for their banquets. And I had never heard of a pregnancy center before. And I was, like you're saying, pro-choice Christian. Essentially pro-choice, wouldn't probably say those words, but in my heart of hearts, that's what I believed. I didn't think that I wanted to enforce my opinions on the other people, and I didn't think it should be decriminalized, that kind of thing. Very much in the mushy middle, apathetic at best. But I loved what the center was doing to help women. And it wasn't until my friends at the pregnancy center invited me to an apologetics conference, and the topic was the case against abortion. And so I thought I'd go and just listen and hear what my pro-life friends are talking about. And in less than 2 hours, the speaker, Alan Schliemann of Stand to Reason, he gave a clear, concise argument for the full humanity of the unborn child from the moment of conception. And he invited us to look at abortion aftermath imagery. And the information and the truth really just struck me. And it was in that moment I was immediately downloaded, so to speak, with this vision to make this into a feature-length documentary for people that were in my shoes who had never heard this message before. I was in my late 20s as an evangelical Christian, never heard this information before, the very basic pro-life case. So that's how it all started.
When did you start to realize that that you were pretty typical of Christians, male and female, having a very passive, very casual understanding of what abortion, maybe you heard numbers, maybe you didn't, you know, that millions of babies were dying. But when did the reality of the fact that other evangelical Christians, of all people, that we were reflecting the attitude and the perception of the current culture?
Yeah, that's a reality that hit me kind of midway through production. The walls kind of closed in, and I realized how real the apathy of the American church really is on about abortion. I knew my target audience was going to be Christians because those are the people that are going to come. Those are the people, majority on the front lines of the pro-life movement, Catholics for sure. But I had no idea just to the extent the problem was in church. I read a book by Brian Fisher, Deliver Us from Abortion. He talked about the statistics of just how silent major American denominations are in America. And I think it was over 55% are professing some sort of exception for abortion, if not completely silent. And then I learned the staggering statistic that 4 in 10 women who with an abortion in their past were churchgoers in the month they became pregnant. That's a CareNet study. And so I knew that the correlation was there too. So I knew that this movie was a rally cry. Like maybe God is using this movie to really call the church to more and more action to save these babies and be the hands and feet of Christ. So
I pray so. I pray so. Because this has really happened on the church's watch. And what I felt for a long time, Tracy, is that these women that we're talking about, we're not even talking about men. And we can't ignore the fact, because, I mean, the statistics focus on women. But we need to understand men are involved here. They didn't just do this on their own. And we're starting to see, at least I've been able to see, an awakening amongst men who are, you know, suddenly the blindfold is coming off and they're going, oh, my God. I killed my child. I'm involved in this. And I've been saying for a long time here that I wait for the day, the male version of the cry of Rachel that we read about in the New Testament, when Herod was going out and killing all the Jewish babies in hopes that he would have killed the Son of God. Didn't, as we know. But there was this cry, this guttural cry that you read in the Bible of the women that were crying. They refer to it as the cry of Rachel. And I say, there's got to be that male version where the men, you know, come up and realize. And there is this guttural cry from men who have participated in this. Forget about the fact that it's her body and forget about this, you know, this contemporary talk. Because men know that in their heart of hearts, God has a higher calling. And we have a position of authority that we have relinquished. And in doing that, we have participated in the greatest Holocaust in human history, in my humble opinion.
Yes, it's so true. And the film draws attention to that. It addresses that this isn't just a woman's issue. Abortion was legalized in the United States back in the 60s and 70s by two abortion activist men, and they were the ones that recruited the feminists. The film talks about that. Yes. And,
I'll tell you what, of course, Tracy, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Tracy Robinson after this. Stay with us.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and are so moved by the good news that they just have to share it. The Tide Ministry is so encouraged to receive letters from listeners who hear the message of Christ and are compelled to write to us about their encounters with Jesus. Like this Bengali listener who wrote, "I've come to know that Jesus Christ is the only God who can save me from my sins. I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." We are so thankful for these salvation stories, and we pray that those who have come to know Christ through our radio programs are also helping us in our mission to share the good news by telling their neighbors. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with the director of the movie, The Matter of Life, Tracy Robinson. It's a film that clarifies the most contentious issues of our day. And as I was talking with Tracy, I said, make sure that you go out and purchase your tickets right away. They're available now because this will reinforce and encourage these theaters to, in fact, show this movie and participate in these two nights, May the 16th and 17th. It's a Fathom event. The other thing I would say is this. I want to challenge the churches around the country to contact their local theater. You know which ones have carried Fathom events in the past. And even if they haven't, pick up the phone, talk to the manager and say, look it, you want this film to be shown in your city, in your neighborhood. That's so important. Because when you think about where the Supreme Court is right now in talking about Roe v. Wade, a decision that was done by the Supreme Court, never codified, never passed into law by Congress. And so that should be a big question mark to you there. Why all these years later, 60 million babies plus have died, have been killed, and it's not a law. It's all based on a decision. But the good news, in a sense, is there's a couple takeaways here. First of all, I want to say this paramount, because this is really critical. You know, as we mentioned, 40% of the women who engaged in abortion are in the church, and they were in church at the time in that month where they had an abortion. And you go, what happened here? What disconnect happened where a woman could be going to church, exposed to the Word of God, and again, it's not just women and men as well, exposed to the Word of God and participate in something so evil? What happened? But I want you to know this, above all, and this is so important, that you understand that we serve a redeeming God, a God who loves us, understands this better than we do. And I appreciate, I mean, to talk about the heartbreak that you must endure, because until the day you die, you're going to live with the reality, because like this movie, I firmly believe if the Supreme Court had the evidence, had this movie before them and the awareness of what abortion was going to do, if they'd have had it back in 1973, Roe v. Wade would have never passed. Would have never passed. And what's happening now, and the reason the groundswell for pro-life has been picking up such steam, Tracy Robinson, is the fact that you have a lot of experience. You have women who have committed suicide over abortion. You have women who are suffering to this day because of botched abortions. You have women who have looked at the science and said, wait a minute, this is not some inconsequential piece of flesh that I don't need in my body. This is an actual human being, because this is what the science is showing us today. Is that not right?
That's right. I really was passionate about showing people the truth, the science of embryology, and the fact that from the earliest stages of development, you and I were an existing human being. You know, we didn't become a human being, you know, when we were born or at this many weeks or that many weeks. From the moment of conception, your DNA was formed. All the things about you were determined at that early stage. It was always you, and that's one point that the former abortion doctor, Anthony Levitino, in the movie, he states that. He tells us, look, it doesn't matter. I came to the realization that it didn't matter if you were this big or this big or maybe even this big. It was always you. There's only one you. And so that's what I want people to take away, is that there is inherent value, and you're worthy of protecting it no matter what stage.
And you're speaking of this abortion doctor who went through a tragedy of his own, which is interesting, because I would say that the scenario is a bit typical, is that on one hand, we dishonor life until we honor it and it hits home and we think, well, what is the difference? And for him, he learned, and this is what broke through his seared conscience and his heart, when he endured a personal event in his life, and suddenly he had to make a reassessment and come to the conclusion that life matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his story, Dr. Anthony Levitino, he depicts the abortion procedures for us. But then he goes into his personal story, which is so powerful, of how he stopped doing abortions. He was doing it for, you know, the women, and he considered himself a pro-choice physician and OBGYN, and thought he was doing it for moral reasons. And it was just part of his practice of being an OBGYN. But then he realized through his own personal story, I don't want to spoil it too much, but he realized the value of every child, and the fact that he was taking people's son or daughter for money. He was basically becoming a hitman for people's sons and daughters for money. And once he realized that, I mean, everything changed. So I think people across the board need to humanize every unborn baby, and we'll look differently at the laws. We'll look differently at all of these things if we do that.
Well, one of the questions that comes in that you present is the unborn one of us? Right? Powerful question.
Yeah, and that's really the basis I wanted to come across, the basis of the pro-life, pro-choice argument. Like, we have to bring it back to that question. We have to continue to beg the question, what is the unborn, and are they one of us? And I can answer the question. In our society, they are not treated as one of us. They do not have personhood rights according to the law. When it comes to abortion, I mean, a pregnant woman is murdered and it's considered a double homicide. But if it's in the case of abortion and her choice in the clinic, it's completely legal. There's no person involved. There's no second person involved in that choice. When it comes to the law, the Constitution, we are breaking the Constitution with abortion law, with abortion being legal. But in 1973, they found a loophole for, you know, the 14th Amendment guarantees the right to privacy, and it was a very shady loophole. In biology's sense and in God's sense, in God's mind, yes, the unborn are definitely one of us. That is the truth. But in terms of our law systems right now in our country, they are not.
See, this is the danger of language and how language is parsed in such a way. And there are political forces, that have forever hijacked the language to split hairs and to get us to believe that which is absolutely atrocious. And as Voltaire said, if I can get you to believe the atrocious, I can get you to do atrocities. And here it is. Yeah. We're living evidence of that statement that we have done. We've got about a minute left, and again, everybody, I just want to remind you, this Fathom event is going to be coming to theaters. This movie that you must see, it is The Matter of Life, the film that clarifies the most contentious issue of our day. May 16th, 17th, don't wait till then to buy tickets now, because it'll tell the theater owners, hey, this is a good thing, and we're going to have people there, you know, putting, as they say, butts in the seats, and, let them know. And also, the churches, you need to come together in a demonstrative sort of way and encourage Fathom Events, encourage your local theater to ask for this movie so that it can be shown in your neighborhood. It is that significant and that important. Again, remind everybody, Tracy, as we wrap things up, where they can go for more information.
Yeah, they can go to matteroflife.org.
Matteroflife.org. Tracy Robinson, she is the director of the movie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New information is being revealed about the capture of an Alabama inmate. He could be extradited back to the state by tomorrow for arraignment. Police tracked the murder suspect in Indiana yesterday and say the corrections officer who apparently helped him escape took her own life. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton tells CNN it was corrections officer Vicky White who was the mastermind behind the escape plan for Casey White.
Well, she was in a position with her knowledge, with her position in the office. She scheduled the van transports that morning, made sure all the other armed deputies were out of the building and tied up in court.
Bridget Brink, President Biden's nominee for ambassador to Ukraine, is set to go before a Senate panel today. Senators are expected to ask her about her plans for reopening the U.S. Embassy in the Capitol. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeff Camp joins us, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, and now ministry leader. You know, we see what's happening on television across the country, how churches are under attack, the signs that are up there. I mean, it's unbelievable to think that people believe the signs that they're holding up. I mean, it's just incredible to me. And what comes to mind and what has repeatedly been coming to mind is you just don't know what you don't know. Jeff, I got to say that, this time is not a time for the church to fold. The church has been at the forefront of every positive thing that's happened in this country. And I believe that part of the problem that we have right now in our culture is because the church has been silenced and it's been going along to get along. It needs to pause for just a moment and consider itself in light of the seven lampstands that Jesus walked around. And those were the different churches that he had profiled, which is consistent to this day. And I think the challenge and opportunity there is for churches to say, where am I? What lampstand does my church indicate right now? And should I heed that warning and do something different? Because it is the church. It has always been the church that has been the catalyst to revive the culture. And if we've ever needed that, we need that now. And I am grateful in large part. I'm not freaking out by what's happening with the situation about Roe v. Wade. I'm seeing this as a grand opportunity for all of mankind, for people here in America and around the world that are looking at what's going on and dealing with this issue of abortion.
You said you're not freaking out. Thank you. Jesus didn't freak out.
not that I'm Jesus by no means, but I'm just, I don't know, God's given me some peace on this, Jeff. That's what I mean, you know, so go ahead.
Well, every week when you and I speak, we kind of calibrate back to not just the issue, but our heart and our identity as people that God has reached down, opened our eyes, opened our hearts by his grace, chosen and adopted as his kids. And we can't go around and brag about that. We're not better than anyone else. We don't have a corner on the market of morality. We're called, though, to take up the love that God gave us and the truth of his word and bring it to this world, because love and truth set people free. And you know, Jesus said, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. But the truth was Jesus. It is Jesus. And the essence of God is love. But there's good and there's true and there's pure. And there's the opposite of it. The free will choice to reject God is what got this world going the wrong direction. And it's what messes me up when I'm going in the wrong direction in my marriage or in judging some other person or in compromising in selfishness. So, wow, you know, this big issue and the controversy and the, you know, the hateful signs and attacks. I just looked at the proverb for today, the 10th of the month. It says in Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirs up conflicts, but love covers all offenses. I don't think love ignores injustice. Love doesn't ignore evil. True love hates evil. It hates sin. It hates the destructiveness of that which leads to death. It hates abortion. It hates murder. It hates racism and prejudice and division and anger and dishonoring, demeaning behavior. But it doesn't hate the people, A, who are trapped in behavior, or B, who are promoting ideas that lead to evil. It doesn't hate the people. It loves the people. Yeah. Now,
because they just don't, they don't, because they don't know. Jeff, it's like I said, they don't know what they don't know. You see, and that's
the hate. Yeah. There's someone to hate. The one to hate is Satan, the devil. Right. He's not as strong as God. He's not as strong as Jesus.
Right.
But he is wreaking havoc. People are victims of that enemy. And we need to pray against evil and stand up and model for others what it is to love, what it is to be truthful, and then engage in the culture.
Jeff, I want to go back to what you said earlier, because people, I want people to really grasp a hold of this point. And that is, when you become a child of God, it isn't certification of perfection. It is a certification, a sanctification of forgiveness. And what happens, Jeff, at least to what I've experienced, is the more God forgives me, or the more I come into that garment of forgiveness that God in his grace and mercy extends, the more I realize how much more I need. You know, that what a sinner I am. It isn't one that I think, and I hope I'm not projecting this in any way, that there's some sort of perfection in me. It just, you know, God's holiness and righteousness, it comes upon me in such a way to realize what a gift forgiveness is, and why I need to forgive. Go ahead.
Yep. Jesus said, those who are forgiven much, like the woman who had a very desperate and negative and sinful life, and yet was so grateful to Jesus that she was, you know, crying tears and washing his feet with her hair and pouring out her perfume on his feet. Those who are forgiven much love much. Yes. And that's just what you described, Bill. If we don't know how serious sin is, we're ignoring the fact that God's only solution took the ultimate price. Jesus had to die on the cross.
Exactly.
Because sin was that serious. And that sin, it's not just Hitler. It's Jeff Kemp. It's my pride. It's my ego. It's my lust. It's my manipulating. It's my angry thoughts, my defensiveness towards my wife, my selfish approach to life, and all those things, you know, rolled out to a greater extreme, turn into infidelity, callousness, injustice.
And death.
Lying.
Yeah.
Killing.
Right.
Death.
Yeah.
So I have to hate the sin in me and be grateful for the forgiveness of Christ, and then use that amazing forgiveness of Christ to still have compassion for people who are stuck in the throes of evil behavior and sinful behavior, or promoting ideas that lead to death. Because you know what? People are deceived. The enemy is the deceiver. He's the one that we need to be angry at, and we need to focus on the gratitude to God, letting him turn us around, and then go and love people and stand for justice in the most compassionate and bold way that we can.
People were surprised yesterday, Jeff, when we reported about all these churches under attack. And, you know, and I said, hallelujah, hallelujah. And what are you thinking, Bill? I go, it demonstrates that the church is making a difference, that people instinctively know that we are the standard bearers of good and evil. And we are standing in the face of evil, and evil cannot stand it. And so they're trying to do everything they can to stamp it out. But the deal is that you can't stamp out God Almighty. He is the creator of all this. This is his popcorn machine, Jeff Kemp. And no matter what they do, they're kicking at the goats. And this is why, you know, I said, you just don't know what you don't know. And Jesus, you know, what did Jesus say on the cross? He said, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And boy, I'll tell you, that just really echoed loud and clear as I was watching on the television last night these demonstrators, how they're just frantically and emotionally responding. But as you say, Jeff, the answer is in Christ himself, in grace alone, in faith alone, in Christ alone. There lies the answer. I'm going to let you wrap it up. 20 seconds left, Jeff.
Well, let me pray. Father, we're imperfect, and we need your forgiveness, and you've given it to us when we come to you. And we pray for your forgiveness to reach all those that need it, and that your truth and your love would overcome the evil in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jeff Kemp, God bless. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, much has been talked about Roe v. Wade. And what we're missing out, I believe, is the stories. You know, we have Samantha Mao on us from Sam's Corner. She's here every week with viral videos telling us these stories of, you know, people that just are being human and courteous and civil and kind to their fellow American. And I think that some of the stories that are missing, you know, with the elimination, the death, the murder of 63 million plus American citizens, this is just in America alone, you know, since Roe v. Wade, you know, and it goes back to what Jeff and I were talking about. Is that you don't know what you don't know. And Sam, I want to bring you on here right now, if we can, just a little bit here to talk about, you know, Roe v. Wade and the anger and angst that's on the streets of America. And what I think is missing that the mainstream media is not reporting on, because they don't know how to report on this, is what about these missing children? These children, you know, you and I always talk about how somebody is there in just the right time to save somebody, right? I mean, every week, it just, and you go, that's amazing. I mean, how, why would that person be there at that point in time to save that person? But it was.
Right.
That's specific, true. Right? Those stories like that. So it makes you wonder of those 63 million people who are no longer, what was their appointed time to offer a smile to somebody, to lift them up, to come alongside somebody who is depressed, who wants to commit suicide? But for the grace of God and their appointed time, they're there to lift up, you know, a fellow humanoid going through the journey of life, and they're not there. That appointed time is missing. And so what happened? See, but that story, that's not being told. See, and this is what happens when you promote a culture of death based on selfishness. Because when you think about having, you know, you think about having a child and going through that process, I mean, it really brings you into the crosshairs and understanding of how selfishness has to be set aside. Because everything is for that child. You know, during prenatal, you're taking the right vitamins, you're eating correctly, you're making sure you get plenty of sleep, you're making sure that you don't argue over silly things, right? I mean, because you're protecting, I mean, you are the temple, the womb for this child that you want to have a fair shot, a fair, healthy shot that comes into the world. And out of, just a very diabolical plan, and we can talk about this forever, but clearly it's a diabolical plan, it's an evil plan, that kills our kids. We throw all that away. And, you know, like I told Jeff, and this is something that's just been recurring to me time and again, Sam, is that we don't know. We don't know those 63 million babies. What could have been? What answers to life? What magnificence they could have had? You know, we hear some stories where people, like I shared with you before, there was a gal that I met. She's now an attorney. And she survived an abortion. And we hear stories like this all the time, where Joan survived an abortion. And it's interesting, here she survives an abortion, and then she ends up in college, and she tells, she gets pregnant, and she's in school, and, you know, she's being raised by a single mom, and she doesn't want to tell her mom what happened. And she goes to the Yellow Pages. Back then it was the Yellow Pages. Or maybe she did some Googling. And all she could find was an abortion clinic. She couldn't find anybody that could care and really offer her any kind of emotional support. It was just, hey, let's get rid of that thing. That was the quick and easy answer. Give me $500 and your problem is solved. You don't have to worry about it. Well, she goes in for the procedure and realizes, as the procedure is going and right before the abortion takes place, she says, no, I don't want this. I don't want it anymore. And they already had her signature on the paper, and they went ahead and basically forced the abortion on her. And this is, as we were talking with somebody yesterday, this is typical, Sam. This happens. And it's just like, my question is, in a situation where people are in an intimate situation and the woman says no, that's the trump card. That says no. Anything beyond no turns into a sexual assault or rape, right?
Oh, yeah. I would think if ever a no meant no, this would be a situation where it's not just protecting you, but someone else. But
here we are. We protect Planned Parenthood and these abortionists. When a woman says no, there's no recourse. There's no problem for them. There's no remedy. They go ahead and they sell baby parts like they're selling, you know, used parts off a car, and nothing happens to them. But the person who blows the whistle on them ends up in jail and all kinds of legal jeopardy. It's unbelievable where we are right now. But I think the thing is, see, this is why your reporting is so important, because it reminds us there are good people in this country. There are good humanoids that we are journeying in life with that do the right thing. Like, for example, you've got this this camera that caught an NC, a North Carolina trooper, using his car as a barrier to protect others from a wrong-way driver, right?
Yeah, this could have gone very different, in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, we've done a story not too long ago about...
that's my old hometown, Raleigh, North Carolina, by the way.
That's right. So you'll appreciate how dangerous this could have been.
Oh, yeah.
A North Carolina trooper, he actually stopped... his name's Cody Tao, and he had just been a trooper for about 6 months out of the academy. And there was a high-speed chase going on, and this guy has, like, a long record. He's drunk. He's going up to 100 miles an hour, and he starts to pull off onto the highway, and Trooper Cody Tao realizes, this guy's about to get on Highway 40, and he's going to be going the wrong way, which basically means anybody on that side of the road, you know, Highway 40 is a major highway. There's not going to be traffic at any time. There's no telling how many lives could have been lost. And so this trooper, without thinking about anybody but himself, or without thinking about everybody. Himself, he's thinking about everybody else. Yeah, right. That's right. I'm saying it backwards. He pulls out in front of this guy and takes the hit himself. And that was really their last chance. I mean, he pulled in front of him as this guy is going on to 40. So it was that close. And I just don't see how that could not have been a deadly outcome, not just for the driver, but for countless people. There's no telling.
Innocent people.
You can't avoid that. You can't. No. Nobody's expecting a car to be coming at them the wrong way on the highway. And I don't know how you get off. And if you avoid it, you know, somebody else behind, it's just the thought of it just gives you chills. How much differently that could have gone. And so thank God for this trooper that was so brave in putting himself out there. And,
both the trooper and the trooper and the wrong way driver survived.
Isn't that amazing? And the trooper didn't have any major injury, like no injuries, and the guy didn't have any major injuries. I hope it was a wake up call to him.
Seriously.
But the main thing is all the lives that were saved. I mean, I have no doubt lives were saved in that maneuver. And I don't know that that's something you're trained to do, because they're trained to go after a suspect if they're going the wrong way. You don't go after the suspect. So that was really the last chance. And it's just, it's an amazing thing that he did.
Without a doubt. Neighborhood kids are teaching a boy how to ride a bike. How cool is this?
You ever wonder how this generation's going to be? It's just like, this is what a mom from Nashville, her name's Timbria Curry, she looked outside her window, and she's just like, this generation's going to be okay, because she sees her little boy on his bike, and he had had training wheels before, and there's a group of friends surrounding him. And they're just holding the bike and walking him and making sure that they're sitting there teaching. This little group of boys is teaching this other little boy to ride his bike without training wheels. And it's just such a sweet moment. I just recommend anybody, you know, if you're having any, like, concerns about, like, how is this next generation going to be? Like, do not worry. They just,
right. And especially if you have a young boy or daughter who's learning how to ride a bike, this will really bless you. This is really precious.
That's right.
Thank you so much for sharing. Hey, what's going on in Canada? Somebody's hiding cash all over the place, and people are going, well, man, this is like an extended Easter egg hunt, but real money here.
That's right. So this is Amira Michi in New Brunswick, and it all started with a Facebook group called Amira Michi Mystery Machine. It started on May 1st, and they said there was $100 at the Ritchie Park. So within a few hours, people are there and they find the $100. Well, this is going to go every day until Friday, this Friday the 13th, and then that'll be like a grand prize. And one of the cool things about it, they don't know who is running the group. This person has a mystery name that's kind of like, his name's Roman Dungarvan. Dungarvan.
It's not Justin Trudeau, by the way. Don't worry about it. Okay, go.
So it's really cool, though. This is, like they said, the community has ended up coming together. You know, the prize money is cool, but what's ended up happening is all these people are coming outside and they're meeting each other and socializing. And it's just a really fun idea. And it's a treasure hunt, a real life treasure hunt that they're having every day out there.
30 seconds. Tell us about the horse that never won, but won many hearts.
That's right. This horse, his name is Zippy Chippy. He just died at 31 years old. He never won a single race. He has, like, the lineage. You know, they can win a lot of money in the Kentucky Derby. He actually had a grandfather that won. But he's just never very interested in it. And what he ends up doing, he just kind of takes his time, and he stops to smell the roses, and he really never even tried to win the race. And he just loved being a racehorse, but he really changed people's lives, and there's a lot of people that came together to honor him.
Samantha Mao, thank you.
Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.